Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'll tell you what, everybody, if it really is true that we have more illegal immigrants in the United States now than in some 36 states combined, that is a very, very earth-shattering statistic. And Joe Biden has presided, at least during his term, according to DHS, having some 7.2 million different migrants come in and be released into the United States. And I would say maybe those are the ones that somehow we know about or have some rough idea of. Imagine what that real number might be like. All right, folks, welcome to the program. It is hour three of the weekend edition. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. We have so much to talk about. And, of course, we're going to be talking with Denise Simon here in just a few moments. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. You can also give us a call, 949-822-7959. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you have a question or comment for our good friend Denise Simon. And then also, of course, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you want to send us a direct message this morning if you have a question or comment for Denise or for the program. We'd love to hear from you there as well. Welcome to everybody on AM 860, of course. Welcome to everybody also listening on the GCN network. And, of course, GCN distributes our program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates. We appreciate you very much, and we appreciate everybody up there at GCN. All right, well, let's bring in Denise Simon once again. Denise Simon, good morning. Good, happy weekend.
Happy weekend to you. Thanks.
All right, well, I'll tell you, this whole week's been chock full. We've had a lot going on, obviously, with the judgment against Donald Trump. You know, we've had all kinds of things happening. We're looking forward as well to South Carolina, but also to Super Tuesday. What do you think? What is the exit strategy of Nikki Haley? Does she have?
I have no idea. She says she's staying in it, even though she's going to lose South Carolina. She said she's staying in. Okay.
And she's staying in essentially. I guess part of her argumentation goes something like this. Well, we haven't really voted a lot. A bunch of states, only a few states, a handful, have voted at this point, so we're going to make this decision. But it seems to me like this is in a very, very different space right now than any other presidential primary, and it's because of Donald Trump. He does change things. He changes the atmosphere of the whole setup, even the day that he came down the escalator.
No argument for me.
but again, because typically you have a much different kind of battling and out kind of primary season, but that's just not the way it's been. In fact, would you agree that this is much more like an incumbent? You know, it has that energy to it that an incumbent is running in these primaries, and people just have made a decision. I mean, there is a consensus, in other words.
I really think where we are here is that Biden has actually caused people to pay attention, find somebody to blame. They're blaming Biden, so they're generating the votes for Trump. Those that were necessarily illiterate on why to vote, who to vote for, and so forth, are not so much anymore. You've got a pile of people now in Chicago, of all places, that, especially the blacks, that are furious over this immigration thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're furious over crime. And they're looking at their government leadership and not finding it. California, let's not forget that, you know, they worked pretty hard and had an awful lot of signatures to recall Gavin Newsom.
Right.
And to recall the Attorney General, whatever the heck his name is, in Los Angeles.
Gascon?
And, Yeah, thanks. And so what they're really saying, you know, people, those kinds of things still spread. And they multiply people paying attention. So, this is kind of really where we are. I mean, you got black Democrats now that are inviting Republicans, whoever it may be, come to Chicago. We have something to say to you. You know, come talk to us because the Democrats don't care about us anymore.
Well, right. I mean, I think there is. You can make the case that it's being taken for granted. You know, this is just a voting bloc that is just Democrat. And it was personified by Biden back in 2020 when he told the Charlemagne the God that if you don't vote for me, quote, you ain't black, his words.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I can't imagine any other politician saying that ever because it just seemed to be so insulting.
Well, it is insulting. You know, it was so pandering, and he continues to do that, so now they're going on a wider scale and say, okay, well, we may be losing this vote, we may be losing that vote, so we're going to create some other votes, and that is, oh, we'll see if we can't get these student loaned. Anybody's holding a student loan, we'll see if we can't get their votes, because we're going to continue to forgive their loans.
Right, and that money... You know, Chris Markowski was telling us the other night, yeah, that money is already gone. It's, you know, just in, it's just, it will never be paid back. It's just out there. And, you know, and this is just buying votes. That's all this is.
Well, and it adds to the debt.
Right.
I mean, you just added another $1.5 billion to the debt. $1.5 billion is like a, you know, the interest on a day of the debt.
Indeed, indeed. I know. It is exacerbating. It really, really is. I tell you what, Denise, stay right there. We're coming up here on the first break of hour number three of the program. And when we come back, more to talk about with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Kyle Warren with you. We are racing through at warp speed. And by the way, Frederick, listening in NYC, we want to wish you a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Frederick. Stay right there, everybody.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Weekend Edition continues, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad that you're there. Glad to be here. And we have an awful lot more to tell you about and talk about here on the program. Also want to give a shout-out to William in Denver. And he's saying he's waiting for the golden voice of Denise Simon. And so we appreciate that very, very much. And let's go ahead and bring in Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook, still with us here. Denise, what do you think about that? I think that's a pretty cool message.
Well, I'm really quite flattered and humbled, but, you know, it puts a lot of pressure on me to say golden voice. I can't take the pressure.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate William in Denver very, very much. But, you know, Denise, one of the things, and of course, by the way, folks, 949-822-7959 is the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. We're going to open up the telephone lines and start taking calls at the bottom of the hour. So if you're holding on, continue to hold on. And we will talk to you here in just a few minutes, just on the other side of the next break. But Denise, of course, there have been a lot of things going on. The Trump judgment continues to reverberate. In fact, one of the big investors in New York evidently has told his mm-hmm. company, and his name is Grant Cardone,
mm-hmm.
and he's told them, stop immediately any underwriting in New York and focus on Texas and Florida because of the political decisions are going to deteriorate price and benefits. So, mm-hmm. you know, this is, and you got Mr. Wonderful from Shark Tank, Kevin O'Leary. You know, this has been quite a week showing that there are going to be some real consequences to this political getcha job, basically.
Yeah, It comes down to real estate, and we'll necessarily see, you know, who is going to make some hard decisions here with their footprint in New York, and rightly so. There's also something called cruel and unusual punishment. And I don't know what the Trump lawyers are planning. They asked for a delay in this, and they were denied. But, you know, cruel and unusual punishment may, in fact, be a viable tactic in order to deal with this. But still, nonetheless, he has to come up with his money. And how that happened, I don't know. But meanwhile, New York also declared by a jury trial Wayne LaPierre was guilty of funds mismanagement. Yeah, they're after it. I mean, they're really after any kind of cases they can possibly be after.
Well, sure. And certainly, though, you know, it seems to me that with the problems that we are already seeing in commercial real estate, and New York is nothing but big buildings, you know, and it's the center of the universe, it is really for tall buildings and skyscrapers, and now to have this notion that summarily these kinds of things could be done to you. And what worries me is that, well, it's just about Trump. And in the end, we're just trying to save democracy by erasing Donald Trump from existence, basically, in the business world and this kind of thing, and just making him become somebody who's just not a viable candidate anymore. It just seems like that's not a good enough reason to say, okay, yeah, that's all right. You can just do it to Trump, because if they can do it to Trump, they can do it to anybody at this point.
And they are.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And Trump often says, you know, they don't want just me. They want to get through me to get to you, you know, meaning the American voter, this kind of thing. But when you have big business people that are saying, look, we're not going to go to New York. I'm going to go invest in Oklahoma. I'm going to go invest in North Dakota, because they have sensible, reasonable people in the government there.
Well, I mean, this is where you find that voters are becoming, you know, the non-literates are becoming literates. And I don't mean by, you know, able to read. I mean to be informed. And this is really where we are with this. So,
indeed.
It's a double-edged sword in what they're doing here.
Well, you know, turning from what's happening in New York and with Donald Trump, it looks like we've got a lot of things coming out these days about state-sponsored cyber attacks from China, for example, going after foreign governments, you know, and so on and so forth. And certainly with the outages that we saw late this week, and it looks like the AT&T outage was not a hack as far as we know, but there was the hack into pharmacies that was pretty significant and has delayed delivery of medicines for at least a few days. But this is all part and parcel. This is the future of warfare to a great degree, isn't it?
Precisely. I can't argue with that. You know, we have a federal government that, you know, it's all about changing up the culture and, you know, the fundamental transformation. I was watching something last night on YouTube about, I think it was aircraft carriers. Why I was watching that, I don't know. But anyway, it was really quite fascinating because, you know, in Vietnam, there was something called Rolling Thunder. Anybody remember that one? Well, the pilots, an awful lot of the pilots, were actually calling it Rolling Blunder because the target packages were not the right targets, and they were furious. Doesn't that sound a little familiar from where we are today?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Uh-huh. Exactly. Well, yeah, and it kind of even brings up this whole idea of why we can't stop the Houthis. The Houthis just keep coming back. You know,
I mean, really?
Yeah, I mean, it just, I guess it pays to be a Houthi. because you could just keep on fighting forever.
Yeah, or a moolah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Exactly. And, you know, all kidding aside, it just, you know, in fact, there was an article in CNN I mentioned earlier on the show that the Biden administration is concerned. It's growing within the Biden administration because the Houthis continue to do attacks despite the U.S. strikes. I mean, do we need them to draw them a map or something? I just don't know what's happening.
Exactly. And it was really quite fascinating, the abilities we, you know, aircraft carriers and planes had back then. Look where we are today, and we still can't get it right.
Well, exactly. And one of the things, though, too, is the idea that, you know, the Houthis have a lot of this armament, obviously, from Iran, but they're also able to kind of, by attrition, keep launching stuff. It seems like they're launching things not just, like, every other day or something, but, like, all through the day they're doing this.
Well, the other thing, is fascinatingly enough, is we are dropping very expensive ordnance on targets that I would argue are $2,000 or $3,000, and what we're dropping is $2 or $3 million.
Yeah, there's a disconnect. There's a problem with that picture.
Well, exactly.
And we talked with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America earlier in the week, and we heard some of that here on the weekend edition as well. And he was talking about, well, drop a different kind of bomb instead. So drop a cheaper bomb, you know. I mean, it absolutely makes sense, but it's not being done.
Electronic warfare is free. Why are we not using it?
Yeah, good point. Good point. And in other words, because electronic warfare can interdict much of their capability, it would seem.
Right. Hacking. Electronic warfare, you know, use some signal jamming. That's free. We have that. Why are we not using that?
That's in every single James Bond movie there ever was. They've always got some boat floating out in the ocean. Looks like a fishing trawler, but what it's really doing is absorbing information and then also jamming information.
Yeah, we couldn't jam the balloon, the Chinese balloon, or the one we got sitting out there now. I mean, come on, people. I mean, just...
That's right. Well, you know, maybe they just need to... maybe they need to stream all the Bond movies and take notes at the same time at the White House, but I don't think that they'd even do that. All right, Denise, stay right there. We're going to come up to the bottom of the hour break. Caller, please hang on, and if you'd like to be part of the program, we're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour here, 949-822-7959. Operators are standing by. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA News Update. The judge has denied a request from former President Trump's legal team to postpone the enforcement of $355 million in penalties in his civil fraud case. Trump's defense team sought a 30-day delay, citing the need for an orderly post-judgment process. President Biden announced Friday the U.S. is implementing over 500 sanctions against Russia.
We in the United States are going to continue to ensure that Putin pays the price for his aggression abroad and repression at home.
The sanctions are in response to the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Volkswagen is recalling 260,000 cars due to a fire risk. The car manufacturer indicates that compact cars in the U.S. might experience a fuel leak from a pump inside the gas tank. The recall affects Volkswagen Golf, Golf GTI, Golf Sportwagon, Jetta, and Audi A3 models produced between 2015 and 2020. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hello out there. We are continuing with the weekend edition. Kyle Warren with you, of course. None other than Denise Simon, of course, holding on there. We're going to be talking with Denise here in just a few moments. And 949-822-7959, that's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. Also, head over to my home website, kylewarrenshow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And of course, whatever time you're hearing this program on the weekend, be sure to head over to kylewarrenshow.com, send us a direct message if you'd like to send in a question or comment anytime, because we do see them. All right, so once again, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And folks, don't forget, head over to founderscode.com, check out all of the great materials and articles that Denise has. And once again, welcome back, Denise.
Hey, thank you.
All right. Well, we've got some callers who have been patiently holding on the telephone line this morning, waiting for the golden voice of Denise Simon. I had to say
right.
It. but let's listen in. All right. I should say, head over to line one. We got Rick in Tampa this morning. Good morning, Rick. You're on with Denise Simon.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise.
Good morning.
I have been hoping to speak with you two. Did you happen to hear the news of Biden's burst of energy? Evidently, Joe and Jill go up the hill quite a bit.
Oh, you're talking about the jokes he was making about stuff?
Yeah, he said his sex life was robust or something like that.
Oh, stop it.
Did you hear that? I mean, is that true, or is it just an internet rumor?
I don't know if we can talk about that on the radio.
I had always suspected that maybe it was a convenience for her to be a doctor she could prescribe for him at need. And I was thinking, well, maybe she's giving him some Viagra. But I was thinking it was more to keep him from peeing on his shoes.
evidently he likes to make evidently he likes to make risque jokes is what I saw. So yeah, that's
I think his whole career's been a bad risque joke.
Well said.
Yeah, anyway, this might be this judge and that prosecutor up in New York may have just put out the ultimate insult. This might push everybody. You're right. I mean, it's the public's becoming informed. I mean, I've said it before. This has been like a 5-year civics lesson. And thank God for Trump just illuminating to so many new people what really goes on in the world of politics. We need to learn to start hiring our help better. But this might be the thing that pushes him over the top. There really are going to be repercussions, and I kind of wouldn't surprise me none if Monday morning the judge reverses his ruling and grants the 30-day stay.
Interesting. Well, one could hope. He seems to be happy as a clam, though. He looks like the cat that ate the canary.
Well, who are you talking about, Donald?
No, the judge in this case.
Oh yeah, but there's going to be a cacophony of criticism over the weekend talk shows. I mean, they're going to come and roast him. They're more than just two businessmen are saying, "Stay the hell out of New York."
Well, it is reverberating. What do you think, Denise?
It is reverberating. I will say that there's some people on the left that don't like this either. Interestingly enough, he's not left, but he's kind of weird, and that's Jeb Bush. He's never been a fan of Trump, and he actually weighed in on it yesterday, and he was really quite angry with it, with the decision.
But if you truly are a patriot, It's not about Trump. This is about America.
That's right.
You know, we're witnessing that if they're successful, this is not a third rate country. This is a fifth or sixth rate country.
That's right.
Who would take us seriously? Look at what the damage this man's done. Our allies don't trust us.
Nope.
Our foes don't fear us.
Indeed.
And nobody wants to lend. Why would anybody want? I wouldn't lend money to this country.
Our adversaries are watching this closely, and they watch us more than we watch ourselves. They're beginning to say, you know what? We can prove that a constitution and a republic is lost its luster. It doesn't work anymore.
Well, I still say it's our fault. We, the people, are not, and it starts with the primaries. You need a robust primary to get the right candidates. But right now, the way it's like a beauty pageant, and things get so dirty that no one of any real caliber wants to put their family or their
heck no, it's a blood sport.
Yeah, so we get a bunch of losers that came straight from Polly's side into clerks' jobs and this, that, and the other thing. They've never spent a day in the business world, so they have nothing but ideas and book learning to draw from. They have no experience of their own. And, we got to start hiring our help. These people work for us, and we can't define the job that we're hiring them to do. And that's
and then
wrong.
We can't even fire them.
Yeah,
no,
that's right.
Absolutely not. But, Trump is here, and he has the personality, as coarse as he can be, and I agree, but it's going to take that sort of a personality to say.
Well, now. Mm-hmm.
You know, because he's the only man in the world. It's like it was tailor-made. He can go in there and say, you're fired. He's the only way. He can ask for all of their resignations when he takes over. And, you know, it has to be done. It's going to, you know, it's going to be difficult. But you got to go down from the top
right.
down 8 or 9 tiers to get rid of all that graft and inculated bad mm-hmm. administration.
Well, you know
the rank and file. I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, yeah, you know, Joe Biden's approval rating, according to Gallup right now, is down to 38%. And is that going to translate into people saying, well, I'm going to go with Trump now? Or do you think that there's, you know, and Denise, please weigh in on this as well. You know, is that enough to really create the Trump train? Or are there other issues that he's got to overcome because some people think that they don't like his personality?
It's going to be interesting to see if he follows up on what he said he's going to do with rallies in New York, going to Chicago. If he does that, can you imagine he shows up in Harlem and 50,000 people show up?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or Chicago?
Would you?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Wrigley
or
Field?
Chicago?
Yeah. Yep.
And because this sentiment is real. I talk to a lot of people myself, and they're, you know, a lot of people of color because it's our biggest threat, and I try to, you know, do my part. There's real sentiment throughout the spectrum. Young people, old people, people of color are starting to realize that Trump's getting the shaft, and he's been getting the shaft, and they know how it feels to get the shaft. So there's a lot of, and face it, what are the damn Democrats done for these people? They've done nothing for us
or
any segment of us.
Well, exactly. What they've done is they've taken them for granted and said, we know you're always going to vote for us because you're probably not going to vote for the Republicans, so we can pretty much do whatever we want.
Whatever we want.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. No. Exactly right. Well, Rick in Tampa, we appreciate the call very, very much. We're going to start heading out to a break here in a moment, but we're glad to talk with you this morning. Take care.
Well, I'm happy. I'm happy. I hope that his shoes are all right, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Take care, Rick.
Bye-bye.
One of the biggest failures, and it came out last night, this poor co-ed, this student at the University of Georgia, actually she wasn't at the university, she graduated, she was on a nursing school, that went missing and they found her body dead. Well, they've arrested a person, and he's an immigrant, so it turns out, from Venezuela.
Yeah, that's right.
So who does that family see about that?
Well, you can't blame Joe Biden and all that because, you know, he's done everything
he
can.
Yeah, it's always Republican's fault. Yeah,
well, sure, that's right. Well, Denise Simon, it's been great, of course, weekend edition. And we appreciate you very, very much, and you have a great weekend. We're going to talk to you again on Monday.
You do the same. Thank you.
Take care. Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Head over to our website, folks. Check it out. We're going to come right back. Final segment for the weekend edition. Todd in Tampa, stay right there. We'll do 60 seconds with Todd on the other side of the break. Brace yourselves, everybody.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So you got a lot of Michigan Democrats who evidently are actually part of a group called Abandon Biden, and they don't want to vote for Joe Biden anymore. We'll tell you more about that as we head through this portion of the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back. Weekend Edition continues. We've been going at warp speed this morning, as I always say. If you see something go, you know, whooshing past you, racing past you, warping past you, at, you know, more than the speed of light, that's us. And just latch on, and we're definitely glad to be going along with you here across the weekend, across your radio dial, across the wee hours of the morning, and whatever time you're hearing this program out there, my friends. GCN, of course, distributes our program out to our great AM and FM radio affiliates. And you can also check out our live stream there at GCNLive.com as well. All right, well, as promised, we're going to have 60 seconds with Todd here, and he's been waiting patiently through the last segment. But again, here, as I said, brace yourselves, everybody. 60 seconds with Todd. Go, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Pull your money out of New York banks. I was born in the Bronx. Oh, by the way, Stephen A. Smith, You said 2 weeks ago, look at Joe Biden, let these illegals in, why he's doing it for the votes. Then they got to you. See, people don't understand anything about politics. The Democrat Party's run like the mafia. I grew up in New York. I know how the mafia works. You step out of line, we whack you. Okay, so now this Stephen A. Smith is saying they let the illegals in. Now he ain't from the Bronx. I'm from the Bronx. That's where the true Negroes come from. He's from Brooklyn. He sold out. He came up and said, "I'm gonna vote for Biden because they got to him. Because you're on the Chinese payroll, so you can't say that. So they gotta get you." Neo did the same thing. Said, "Hey, you can't be 5 years old getting a transgender." What happened? 2 days later, as Rush Limbaugh said. They made you. You didn't make them. See, us in MAGA, we made us. Jesus made us. We claim Jesus. We claim God Almighty, like Donald said at the Christian breakfast over there, where the speech he gave. We're counting on Jesus Christ. They're counting on the government. The government, they want to rule over us. No, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we come against all the forces of Satan, which is China and Russia and all the infiltration in this White House. And we stand with the American people, okay?
All right.
And we stand with the American people. God bless you and get tough. And Donald, I don't want you paying a dollar of that $374. Open up a GoFundMe and I'll make sure the American people cover that. Peace.
All right. Todd in Tampa, everybody. And, all right, so that's a treat here on the weekend edition of the program. Todd in Tampa, we always love to hear from him. And, as I said, brace yourselves, and he's delivered as always. So, we appreciate Todd. All right, well, folks, once again, we appreciate you listening to the program, by the way. 949-822-7959 is our call-in number, and you can hear us all throughout the week as well, Monday through Friday, 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. Simply go over to KyleWarrenShow.com. If you want to get our live links for GCN Live, for example, and you can find out more about the program there. You can also send us a direct message, and we love to hear from all of our listeners wherever you're listening from, and just let us know. We'll give you a shout out here on the program. All right, well, as I mentioned as we were coming back from break, this is coming to us via Mediaite, evidently, and this is a about a panel of Michigan Democrat voters. They're offering their raw thoughts about President Biden during, get this, an MSNBC segment. So this went out over MSNBC, evidently. They're not going to vote for Biden in November, even if that means Donald Trump gets elected. MSNBC's Yasmin Vuosian, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, spoke to four Michigan voters in a Thursday segment for the network, two of whom are co-founders of the Abandon Biden Organization. The talk also follows Representative Rashida Tlaib, Democrat from Michigan, calling for Democrats to vote, quote, uncommitted in the Michigan primary to protest, as a protest of Biden's support of Israel's strikes on Gaza. Well, of course, that's because she is a one-issue person, it would seem. And many of the members of the squad, Tlaib and others, I've always said, you know, they got into Congress not to go into House of Representatives, but into Congress in general, not to do Congress things, not to go and look at legislation and you know, serve their constituent and all this kind of stuff. They're there for just to do their own agenda, which, again, it has these kinds of things that having to do with, you know, don't support Israel, stuff like that. That's a little concerning, isn't it? So back to the article. Biden won Michigan in 2020 by a slim margin, and Trump won it in 2016 by an even slimmer margin. The state's large Muslim and Arab American population amid the Israel-Hamas war has led many to question how the president will fare with Democrat voters in the state. This is a great question from the MSNBC host. Is there a pathway forward for you with Biden? Oh, absolutely not, says Farah Khan. That's their name, first name Farah, last name Khan. Said Farah Khan, an Abandon Biden co-founder. She said, you cannot keep killing people with our money and just keep thinking, oh, we are stupid enough to elect you again because we'll fall in line, we'll forget, you know, how can, this is an insult to me as a voter, they said. Another abandoned Biden co-founder said he was willing to, quote, punish Biden over his stance on the Israel-Hamas war. It's like a vaccine. I'm willing to take a short-term pain for a long-term gain. I'm willing to let go of Joe Biden and oppose Joe Biden, make him a one-term president, punish Joe Biden by making him a one-term president, he says. He says, referring to the Gaza war, he referred to the Gaza war as the genocide, a term Tlaib also used previously when criticizing the president. So you get the idea. They're out there, and they're mad about this particular policy, and so they are going to be incredibly vocal about this, and they are going to essentially go against Biden, it would seem. Is that enough to deliver the state to Trump? That's a very good question, but it seems to me that Trump is much more on the way to be able, and that's why the discussion last segment was so relevant as well. Many more people from different political parties, persuasions, and mindsets are getting so angry with the way things are going. This is why it boggles my mind, my friends, when we hear things like, well, you know, the economy's great, it's really great. You know, Joe Biden's got a lot of accomplishments. He's accomplished, you know, he's the most accomplished president in the first 3 years than any president ever. In fact, one of his campaign co-chairs recently was also, by the way, on MSNBC. This is where we get the quote from. And he says, Joe Biden has had the best, and this is a direct quote, Joe Biden has had the best first 3 years of a presidency that we've seen in a long time. And I could go through the litany of the 15 million jobs and the lowest unemployment rate and 46,000 projects going on. The American Rescue Plan, the bipartisan infrastructure law, the CHIPS bill, all of those things. And the campaign, the fundraising has beat all records. So we feel like we're doing really, really well. The country is in a very difficult time right now. Yeah, well, isn't it? But yet, a lot of this difficulty stems from the ridiculous policies. And by the way, I don't know, can you go out to the street? I think this is a great test. Could you go to the street and say, what are Joe Biden's accomplishments? Now, the campaign co-chair is going to try to, you know, I don't know, is it gilding the lily, or is it just kind of trying to say that there are these accomplishments, but do they translate into people's lives? People think that there's chaos going on. The world is catching on fire. We're on the verge of World War III. That is, I think, a fair assessment. And everybody's wondering, how did we get here? Well, we got here because we have a lack of leadership. We got here because we have people making policies that are just contrary to our best interests. And for some reason, they believe that we're finally going to create this perfect thing, but it's not going to happen. It'll be perfect for who? For our foes? That's not cool. All right, folks. Well, what is cool is that we appreciate you very, very much listening to the Weekend Edition. Kyle Warren with you. We're going to be back first thing Monday morning, bright and early. Until then, have a great weekend. Take care out there. We will see you very soon.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad.
to your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.